In the town of Wilson, Supervisor Doyle Phillips is staying updated on water levels in Lake Ontario. During the month of January, the lake level was 9 inches higher than the previous January. While it's below flood stage at this time, Phillips and other elected leaders of northern Niagara County towns are concerned the spring of 2020 will be a case of here we go again.
Right. Last year, our heights were at 249.2, I believe it was. And there's speculation that it could go to 250 above sea level this up and coming year, which will be devastating to any shoreline.
Phillips says last year the town's boat launch and docks were anywhere between 18 inches to 2 feet underwater during the peak of flooding. Boating and fishing are significant contributors to Wilson's economy, and the lake is equally important to economies all along the shore.
What else do you want me to take down? Well, you want to take this off?
If you want to.
On a weekday morning in mid-February, business owners Karen Young and Kristen Teeter were making preseason preparations within Lakeview Village Shops, a small cluster of specialty gift and food vendors overlooking Lake Ontario in the village of Olcott. And it's one of several tourist attractions in Olcott, along with a carousel, rides for smaller children, an arcade featuring vintage skee-ball machines, and restaurants and shops. Karen Young noted the season opens May 2nd.
You know, we're small-town America. You get the whole feel of the hot dog and the ice cream cone, and, you know, everybody's friendly here, and, you know, and you just get to relax and kind of take a step back and, you know, breathe for a minute, and all of that still happens here.
These attractions were open throughout last summer's tourist season, but business was down because Olcott Beach was closed. Timothy Horenberg is Newfane's town supervisor. He says last year's flooding and the need to keep Olcott Beach closed led many would-be guests to assume that other attractions were also closed.
Oh, yeah, they were open last year, but their sales were down, and they feel as though, you know, it was part of the beach, because usually when people come to Olcott, they come for the whole package, you know, the beach, the park, the ride park, the shops. And you take one part of that equation away, it hurts. And that's an important part of that equation.
The lake is even higher than it was last year, which is troubling news.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has, on several occasions, called extreme weather patterns a new normal. This includes higher Lake Ontario water levels. But there's dispute over how the lake's water flow is managed. The International Joint Commission, a binational body responsible for that management, does so with a strategy known as Plan 2014, aimed at achieving balance between commercial shipping and preservation of wetland habitats. New York State is suing the IJC over Plan 2014, blaming the commission for prioritizing ports like Montreal at the expense of other lake communities. The IJC insists Plan 2014 is working fine. They blame higher water levels on wetter-than-expected weather, though the commission suggested last summer it would be willing to review the plan for possible changes. In the town of Wilson, Supervisor Phillips suggests the IJC be more proactive with its water outflow control.
Start letting the water out. Don't wait till it meets that, whatever the indicator is. Start letting it out. If you see that the other lakes, which are full right now, that's an indication that you got all this water coming. Start letting the water out earlier.
Last year, New York State launched the Resiliency and Economic Development Initiative, or READY, to invest in strengthening the lakeshore to preserve businesses and economies along it. On Wednesday, Governor Cuomo announced 20 ports will be dredged as part of its effort to strengthen the Lake Ontario shoreline and St. Lawrence Riverbank. Wilson and Olcott are among them, but dredging is not scheduled to begin in those communities until June 2021. In Newfane, Supervisor Horenberg says while funding is in place to move forward with other repairs and rehabilitation, the water remains too high for work to get started.
It's a no-win situation, and on top of that, our Public Works Department on Highway, spending half their summer down there when they should be doing other things. It's an issue. We can't even solve the problem of getting the water out of there. We've learned a lot in the last 3 years, but like I say, if it gets any higher, we're going to have to learn some more, and we're going to have to do some more.
And Horenberg hints Olcott Beach is most likely going to remain closed in 2020. But if that's part of what Cuomo calls the new normal, Karen Young and other Olcott business owners are ready to adjust to a tourist season without a beach.
We definitely bring a lot of other things on our calendar to bring tourists in, and we try to keep, you know, the calendar pretty full all summer long with special events, pirates festivals, jazz festivals, duck races, all other things that don't focus on the beach, so that even if we don't have a beach, we can still provide a great experience for a tourist.
In the meantime, Lakeshore community leaders update their Ready Grant paperwork and wonder what the waters of Lake Ontario will do this coming spring. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.